We came to New York in 1957. He's just had his 89th birthday. And up to about 6 months ago, he's been a very fit gentleman and always said if anything happened to him, he didn't want to be left like a cabbage. In 2001, he collapsed in the bathroom. I thought I'd better call the doctor. And the doctor came and he said, I think we'll have the ambulance. He had a little tiny heart attack, but it took the ambulance 10 minutes to come. And when we arrived at the hospital, there were doctors waiting with syringes in their hands. He was seen to immediately.
Which hospital was that?
Newark Hospital. Mm. This time, he had a stroke on the 6th of December. I rang for the ambulance at 10 to 4. The ambulance didn't come here till 4:30. They'd said Lincoln wouldn't take him, that Knott City had an electrical problem, so we had to take him to King's Mill. They'd told us that they would accept him as long as we got there by 5:00. We were within 3 or 4 minutes of getting there, and they rang the ambulance to say they couldn't accept us because they were shutting down that department and the man was going away for the weekend.
While you were sat in the ambulance,
yes,
were you aware, were you told about this?
They said they were very angry when they were told not to continue taking him to King's Mill. We were just we're 3 or 4 minutes away from getting to you. I'm sorry, you can't come. We're closing that department down. Take him to Knott City.
So you turned around and then went to Nottingham City Hospital.
So I don't know what the ambulance did, but it was the most frightful journey I've ever had in my life. It took an hour to get from King's Mill to Knott City.
Because of the Friday night 5:00 traffic, presumably? Or...
No, they'd lost their way and they wouldn't take any notice of me. That was the sad thing about it. We were going all over the place. We were going zigzag round all the corners and the roundabouts and everything.
So tell me what happened once you arrived at Knott City
once
Hospital.
Once we arrived at Knott City, they assessed him and took him. And we arrived at, I thought it was 5:45, but a little nurse said, no, it was 6:00 when you arrived. They took him for a scan, established that he had a clot of blood on the brain.
You talk about an injection that he had. At what point did that come?
Well, then they said at 10 to 8, he came out from having the scan and they said they were going to give him this injection. And I said, it's too late for the injection. They'd already told me it had to be given within 4 hours. He probably started his aneurysm at 3:30, but I discovered him at 4:45. Anyhow, the hospital doctors insisted on giving him the
This injection. Is after they found out that he had blood on the brain?
No, just a clot on the brain, a clot of blood on the brain. I said, you can't give him the injection because it's too late. No, we've plenty of time, they said. And they said, well, it can't do him any harm. But when they next scanned him, they'd got a bleed on the brain, which they said to me was caused by the injection.
To what extent do you feel that the delay in the ambulance has caused his condition to be worse than it perhaps might
100%.
Have?
100%. I think that the ambulance not getting there and giving him the terrible journey that we had, because he kept saying, I'm slipping, in his very slurred voice. I'm quite sure that the delay and the terrible journey we had has added to his stroke trouble. If they're the stroke unit, they should be on duty 24 hours a day. You don't know when people are going to have strokes. It can be any time. And they've been talking lately about more deaths at weekends because the hospitals aren't 24-hour manned. Now we know why. And sadly, it has happened to me. And then, to top it all, they gave him the injection when it was too late to do him any good. And he's in a terrible state now. And for such a gentleman as that, to be like that is terrible.
So tell me, what's the situation now?
This is 10 days since this happened, and there's been no improvement in his general body and brain. And we've had a heart-to-heart talk with the doctor this afternoon, who suggested taking off all the tubes and seeing how he went on. It is very likely that he will slip away. And all because the ambulance didn't get him there in time. And they would give him the injection when they shouldn't have done, to put it in a nutshell.